Could we open our gospel meeting this evening with hymn number 8? Shall we gather at his coming? When the dead in Christ arise, shall we hear the Savior's summons to God's home beyond the skies? Yes, we'll gather at his coming, his glorious coming. Gather with his saints at his coming, if washed in the Savior's blood. Daily nearer draws his coming. This makes all his own rejoice. Who are they that fear to meet him, such as now love not his voice? Ere the day of Jesus coming, seek his pardon free to know. Be your stains of sin as scarlet. He will wash you white as snow. Hymn number 8.
Shall we gather at his call?
89, the next hymn. Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Hymn number 9.
Come every soul by sin.
Everybody in this room has in their laps, and we want to open it tonight. But you know, it's all God's word, but I believe that God has a particular message for each of us here tonight. And we have in our hearts, particularly if there is a boy or a girl or an older one who's a stranger to the Lord Jesus, who's never known Him as their own Savior, who's never taken Him into their heart. You come to the meeting, perhaps you've come to many conferences, but there's never been a day when the Lord Jesus has heard you ask Him into your heart that you want to have Him as your Lord and Savior. Oh, dear friends, don't pass among us any longer as a Christian and not be one. I want to talk a little bit tonight about the coming of the Lord. It's such a special topic for those of us that are believers. And I want to just read one verse to start off, James 5 and 8. I'm going to start at verse 7, James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I like the setting of this verse here. Be patient, brethren, therefore, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. There are many in this community that are farmers. And you know what it's like to take and plant the seeds in the ground and wait and wait and wait to get the harvest at the end. And you get up in the morning and you wonder if there's going to be rain when it has been dry for a long time. And then you wonder when it's been raining for a long time if the sun is going to come out and dry up some of the land. And you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting for the precious fruit of the earth so that you can have a crop at the end. Well, God has chosen to use that little example here in His Word about the husbandman, you as a person who's a farmer. You having the precious fruit of the earth that you're waiting for. And then there's a God in heaven who is saying, be patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Because He's waiting the same as you've been waiting for the crop in the field. And He's waiting for the moment when He's going to give the shout or give to His Son, when God is going to give to His Son the moment when He is to come and take His bride out of this world, all the redeemed. And I am sure that most in this room would go at the very moment that our Lord comes. But there might be one person who is left behind. Oh, dear boys and girls, dear young people, I say perhaps you passed among us too long as belonging to the Lord Jesus, but you never opened your heart's door to receive Him as your Savior. And God knows. Your parents may not know. Your brethren may not know. Your friends may not know. But God knows. And it's a serious thing to leave this world without Christ. You pass among us as Christians, but if you pass into a lost eternity without the Savior, it's to be lost forever. You had a beginning, but you'll never have an ending. A baby is born in this world and it grows up and becomes a boy or a girl and then into manhood. And life goes on. And maybe you live to be 80, 90 years of age. And then pass and leave this world. My wife and I were coming up from Florida. We spent a few weeks vacation down there. And we stopped one of these places, Cracker Barrel, and had supper. Or lunch, I guess it was. And there was a man at the next table, an old man, sitting there. And he had a bowl of vegetable soup, and it looked awful good. And I decided I wanted that vegetable soup just like he had. So I asked the girl if she would bring that to me. And so afterwards, he was there and he was all alone. And I went over to speak to him afterwards, and I said to him, I saw your vegetable soup there, and it looked awful good, and I decided I was going to have the same thing. And so he started talking to me. Well, I sat down for a few minutes, and he says, I'm 91 years of age, and I've just had quadruple bypass surgery. And I'm not feeling too good. It was about 3 months ago. I said, well, the Lord's been good to you then for a long time, 91 years. He said, yes, he has. I said, are you going to be with him forever? Well, tears came into his eyes. And he'd been a Christian for a long time. You know, it's so precious to meet somebody else that's going to heaven. And it's so sad, you know, when we ask somebody else if they're saved and a blank stare comes across their face and they don't know what you're talking about. Oh, dear friends, perhaps you know what we're talking about, but you don't know the Lord. You know, there's a verse that says, let's turn to, I don't have much of a sermon tonight, folks. I had a hard time getting a message tonight. And if you'll pardon the expression, I'm kind of winging it. But I want to turn to John 10. John 10 and verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You notice that first verse that we read together there? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. You see, dear friends, if you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if a day has come in your life when you have received Him into your heart, then He says, I know you. I know you. And you belong to Him. Now there's another verse, and I trust I can find it, is back in Matthew. Matthew's Gospel. Please turn with me. I might have to ask for help from someone. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I think it's, is it chapter 7? Yes. 7:21, is it? Yes. Let's read from verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The Lord knows you, friend. He knows all about you. And He knows if you have received Him as your Savior. He knows that the day has come when you have acknowledged Him as Lord. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord. You know what Lord means? Lord means that you surrender to Him. That He becomes your Lord. That you give in to Him. Surrender. It's your will that's at stake, you see. And it's the will of man that keeps him away from the Lord. And if you accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you surrender to Him. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And he says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. So he knows tonight if there is a day, an hour that has come in which you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. And so, after the Lord comes, it tells us in this 7th chapter of Matthew, many will say, Lord, Lord. When is this? It's after the Lord has come to take his own away. Lord, Lord. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord. Are you going to confess in time? Are you going to receive him while you can, dear friends? The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. There are so many things that make us feel that the coming of the Lord is near. One of the things, and